This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Home and Capital Management Respondent versus David Robinson and 7R Farm Company Appellants, decided June 10th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, HOE Mann Capital Management, number ED112375. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus 20SLCC05725, David Robinson and 7R Farm, Honorable Ellen H. Roboto Company, Appellants, filed June 10, 2025, before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Christian M. Stevens, J. Opinion Kansas resident David Robinson and his family's business, 7R Farm Company, The Farm, a Kansas corporation, appeal the default judgment entered in favor of Home and Capital Management, LLC, HCM, a Missouri company, on HCM's claim that Robinson and the farm breached an agreement to pay HCM consulting fees. HCM claims to have earned, in connection with a personal loan, it helped Robinson obtain. Robinson and the farm make several arguments in this appeal, but their first point, that the judgment is void because the trial court lacked personal jurisdiction over them, is dispositive. 1. We agree that the court did not have personal jurisdiction over Robinson and the Warren appellant's remaining points, that the trial court erred in finding the contract valid because there was no meeting of the minds, that the court plainly erred in awarding to HCM a 50% two farm because the lawsuit did not arise out of the transaction of business in Missouri by Robinson and the farm under Missouri's long-arm statute, since Robinson never traveled to Missouri and spoke just a few times on the phone and exchanged a few emails with Homan before signing the contract upon which HCM has based its suit. HCM's position is further undermined because the contract upon which this lawsuit is based is between HCM and the farm, while the unpaid invoice HCM claims constituted the breach of contract was for services HCM performed for Robinson personally. Our holding begins and ends there, and we therefore vacate the trial court's judgment. Background. In 1976, Robinson's mother and father incorporated the family farm as a Kansas corporation and named it 7R Farm Company. The farm is in southwest Kansas, near Dodge City. In early 2019, well after Robinson and his two sisters, Kansas residents all, had assumed ownership, the farm was struggling to make payments on a mortgage held by MetLife. When MetLife threatened foreclosure, Robinson sought refinancing from several banks, all of which rejected his request due to the farm's financial predicament. While attending a farm trade show in Wichita, Kansas, Robinson met Bill Mapes, who owned an equipment leasing business in Wichita that also did financing. Robinson phoned Mapes and told him about the farm's financial struggles, and Mapes agreed to help. Then, apparently through Mapes' intercession, HCM's president, Mark Homan, phoned Robinson in Kansas. They discussed refinancing the farm's MetLife loan. Ultimately, the two spoke twice penalty because it violates Missouri public policy, that the trial court erroneously failed to invalidate as usurious the 1.5% per month interest rate per section, 408.030.1, that the court erred in awarding compound interest and attorney's fees when the contract did not expressly allow for them as required in Missouri, and that the court erred in purporting to retain jurisdiction to award attorney's fees incurred in a separate Kansas lawsuit. 3 on the phone regarding the possibility of HCM helping the farm to obtain financing before Robinson signed the contract at issue here. The second of those two calls occurred in April 2019 and included Robinson, Homan, Mapes, and David Onion, the owner of Chicago Capital, a private lending company. Robinson attended that call from Kansas as well. They discussed the farm's financing needs and a potential $2 million loan. On April 25, 2019, Homan emailed Robinson a 7-page document titled Engagement Agreement for Debt Consulting Services 7R Farms. It listed the two contracting parties as HCM and the farm, which it referred to as the company. The contract described the scope of the work as the project, the proposed $2 million in financing, which HCM agreed to facilitate on the farm's behalf. The contract described how HCM would be compensated for its services. Robinson, again while in Dodge City, Kansas, received and signed the contract on behalf of the farm on April 25th. On June 14th, 2019, David Onion sent Robinson via email its proposed loan to the farm of $2 million. After Robinson's sisters balked at the interest rate as too high, the farm rejected the proposal, and Robinson notified Homan of that fact. On August 1st, 2019, Robinson, in his personal capacity, filed for bankruptcy. He testified that he then phoned Homan asking for his help to obtain a personal loan, and Homan and Onion endeavored to help. Robinson did no.